This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's bring in Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Sunday Night Football analyst. Did you ever get fined for a uniform violation, Chris?
Yeah, I did. Not showing enough black on the socks showing too much black on the socks for, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, you know, like, you know, sometimes you want it, it's supposed to be the right proportion of white and black. So I like the way all the black looked, and it would make it, you know, predominantly black. But, you know, you had to try to trick the uniform guy to a degree to make that happen.
But how are you told that you're in violation?
Well, like, first off, they're going to check you in warmups, and then they're going to come through the locker room after warmups, maybe 10 to 15 minutes before you go out there to the game, and they're going to walk around and go, hey, number two, you don't have enough white in your socks. Hey, number 32, you know, tuck your jersey in. Hey, blah, 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 your cleats are in violation, and they let you know. But what guys do to try to skirt that is, if you go, well, what I did, I would go out to warmups very proper. And then I'd start the game, and I'd go, ah, they didn't warn me, so they can't find me yet. And now I got my socks changed, and I looked a little different. But even doing that, at halftime, they were going to come tell you again. They were going to get you. But I don't know who I heard there to whoever it was. I don't know if it was Fritzy or whatever. I do find the rule a little inconsistent at times. Like there's, I could find 70 guys that I watched on film this past week that had jerseys untucked. They weren't fine, but for some reason CD Lamb was, and I don't understand that with the NFL at times.
All right, let's start with Odell Beckham Jr. What team is the right fit? Not necessarily where he goes, but what is the best place for him to go?
Well, it's a tough one. I mean, I think I look at it. And, you know, of course, you got the Saints, the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Packers, those four teams involved. They all have little different nuances as far as why I think they're best. All right. So this is a hard one for me to answer. Like, hey, the Chiefs, they certainly need them. It can't just be Tyreek Hill and Kelsey, but their offense is struggling and Mahomes is struggling right now. I mean, plain and simple. I mean, he's struggling. You know, Green Bay, you know, they're not the type of offense where it's like the most diverse passing offense in the world. It's Devontae Adams, Devontae Adams, Devontae Adams, and not necessarily always the scheme that leads them there. So I don't know. Can they find a way to, like, you know, infuse Odell Beckham Jr. into that offense? I think they could. I'd like to see that. I do think they need another guy if they want to win the Super Bowl. But as far as just, like, maybe – You know, what do I want to say? Jump-starting your career again and going to places where you know it's a true, like proven fact that they can get you the ball, that's where I go to the Saints and the Patriots.
Yeah, but now, he doesn't trust Trevor Siemian.
Well, that's why it's like hard for me to give one here, and that's why I want to give a little context. You're right. The Trevor Siemian thing is not that appealing. But Sean Payton knowing how to get the ball to a guy all the time is very appealing. And I would argue maybe he's the best in football at doing it. Maybe, you know, even before Michael Thomas, they could feature guys that way. And here's the other reason I would just say the Saints too, because there could be a little bit of a long play there as well. You know, I think the Michael Thomas Saints relationship is over from everything I know, and I don't expect to see him back in uniform there ever again. And he could be that guy for that offense. And I would think the Saints are going to be a major player for one of these quarterbacks that's on the market next year. So it could be good for the future. That's what I would argue. And that's the same thing with New England. They know how to get the guys the ball. They can orchestrate offense around that. And then you have a future there to build with Mac Jones and be the guy. So that's my answer. I know I kind of copped out and didn't give you one place, but they all have some positives and they all have some negatives to me. And I think that's why he's probably taking a little time to try to figure this out.
But there's a team that you mentioned before you even came on the air, I think you tweeted, and it's Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
Buffalo, if Odell Beckham's big picture is being on a winning team, well, Buffalo probably has the best chance to go to the Super Bowl.
And you put him opposite
Stephon Diggs, you got Josh Allen, and you might have some magic there. I don't know if he wants to go to Buffalo. But if you want to go and win, that might be the place where you can go and extend your career, at least through the postseason, longer than any other place.
Agreed. He's got to be careful here. You know, hey, legacy's on the line. He's got a perception about him around the league. You know, there's some people that don't want anything to do with him. And, you know, again, he's been a guy that just hasn't got a lot of opportunities. He's athletically looks still really good. But the analogy I use all the time is like, you know, if Golden State didn't throw the ball to Steph Curry until the fourth quarter, I'm sorry, he's not going to be the same Steph Curry. He's not just going to knock down threes all over the place. And Odell Beckham Jr. the last 2 years has gone through such long periods of time where he's open a lot.
Wait, you're blaming the Browns scheme.
I definitely, to a degree. The scheme and Baker Mayfield would be the two things. I don't know what there was there. There's something there. But I've broken this down on my Unbuttoned podcast a bunch where I've shown a long list of plays to go, wait, I know this play. I know how you're supposed to read it. And Odell's wide open, and I don't understand why the ball didn't go there. So, you know, there's a little of everything there that happened in Cleveland. And Cleveland's pass game is, to me, without the run game being successful, is a little underwhelming. But, like, getting back to the Bills, you know, the only reason I didn't say them, that's the one that makes the most sense to me. But I just haven't heard any rumors or anything substantial to think it's going there. But you hit it exactly right. You know, their defense is Super Bowl-ish. They have no run game. And right now it's just Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs make magic for us every week. And they do need another guy, in my opinion, if they think they're going to march through the AFC playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. And that would be the one place, if I was talking to Odell Beckham Jr. and I was talking to teams in the leagues, I'd go, get that done. That one seems to make the most sense.
We had Mike Tannenbaum on yesterday, former front office executive. And I asked him about Baker Mayfield. Would you sign him up long term? And he said no. He said right now he's the third best quarterback in his own division, and he's going to cost you too much. And he's maybe the sixth, seventh best quarterback in the AFC, which I don't even know if he's that, even though he is having a good year. If you look at his numbers, he's having a good year, in fairness to him. But, you know, you can't get that sweet spot of $28 to $30 million, which maybe you want him there, but then I don't want to pay him $40 to $45 million.
That to me is exactly it. I mean, I would sign up Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, Odell Beckham, Baker Mayfield long term, but it's going to have to be on a term that makes sense for the Cleveland Browns. I think that's what I would do. You know, again, like, you know, Baker's good.
But it never happens that way, Chris, where the
NFL, then a lot of people are going to have to start dealing with Carson Wentz and Jared Goff situations if they're going to continue down this.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to hear guys like me tell them how stupid they are for doing it, you know? So that's where, like, they're not quarterback dependent. Their team is built around the run game. He's not one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football. He's still very good, but I don't look at him as top 10 quarterback. We know it's kind of been up and down to a degree. So from that standpoint, yes, you know, I would sign him up, but I wouldn't give him $38 or $40 million a year. Absolutely not. And the other thing I say, because I've had people ask me this too, I want to just go, you know, like, if you offered him $30 million or $28 million, which is pretty good, you know, money, of course, we know in the real world, and football, quarterback money, that's kind of average, all right? But at the same time, would I've had these conversations with some people around the NFL. I just want to go, well, who do you think's going to be, like, knocking down the door going, we got to get Baker Mayfield to our team, and we're going to give him $40-something million because it's going to change our team? No, I don't think that's the – you know, the perception or the reality around that situation. He's not Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen or Russell Wilson or one of those guys. So that's where, you know, that would be my stance on that.
Halfway point of the season, your MVP is?
Well, it's not going to look good like after last week. I like before the week started last week, I said Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford would be the guy I would pick. I mean, you know, first off, I think the success there has happened way quicker than we anticipated. He's changed their football team. You know, they got some injuries at the running back position. They're not as special that way. And now we don't have to go like, whoa, if they can't run and don't have bootlegs, what are they going to do in this week? How are they going to manage the game? I hope the defense could be phenomenal. So to me, he's changed the perception of them throughout the whole league, let alone the NFC. And I know it's bad timing because he doesn't look great. But I, you know, to me, I would go there. And of course, I'm a little, I guess, biased because everybody's crapped on him so long at Detroit. He's horrible. He's horrible. He's horrible. So now he must be great, I guess. That's where I want to fight back against that narrative. But of course, Kyler Murray, Lamar, Tom Brady, I think those are probably the other three guys I look there, like, you know, nipping at his heels.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and contributor to NBC Sunday Night Football. The taunting penalty the other night with Tony Corrente, the official. You had a run-in with him when you were playing, which I found really interesting. Explain that to the audience.
Sure. You know, first, I did not agree with that call. I don't think that's why that rule was put in place, because of staring at the sideline from 30 yards away. Sorry, that's just not what it was there for. It's not the video the NFL showed us before the year to explain it. You know, that's not, it's not. They're going, you know, outside the lines on that. But yes, I had a game and it was San Francisco 2005 and got hit really late. You know, after a play, I mean, like maybe as late as I ever hit in my NFL career, and nothing was called. And I kind of looked back at him and as I was running, I went, what the hell? That was a late hit. That's like all I said, ran off the field. And now as I, you know, you come back on the next drive, it's commercial break, right? The referee usually gives you some warnings about like when he's going to blow the whistle and start the clock. So it happened once. I'm kind of sitting around and Gruden's talking to my ear and I'm looking at him and the guys are talking to the huddle and he just blows the whistle. And I turn around. I'm like, oh my gosh. All right. Hey, West, right slot, 72Z, bingo, you split. All right. It goes on. We have a timeout or something, like maybe a minute or two later. And the same thing happens. And it happened, I believe, three different times until I finally went up to him to the next commercial break. And I said, why aren't you giving me a warning? Can I get a warning before we come back from break here? That's kind of standard protocol. They kind of look at you and go, hey, get your guys ready. Call your play. I'm going to blow the whistle. That's kind of how it goes. Every team, every ref, every game all year. And he looked at me and he said, are you going to apologize for what you said earlier? And I mean, wanted to be like, would you get the hell out of my face? And I'd like to like really say some four-letter words to you. But I didn't want to be ripped off by him for the rest of the game and not him call other penalties. So I went, I'm sorry about that. And then he said, okay, I'll give you your warnings back. And I just, to me, that he's always bothered me. There's a lot of talk like that around him. You heard Brian Griese even during the telecast say he had his run-ins with, you know, Tony Corrente. A lot of people have.
Do you think he gets a little personal? Do you think he made contact on purpose Monday night, Cassius Marsh?
It appears that way. I mean, it appears that way. The whole thing is weird. You know, as I've argued on the show, like I'm all for this rule. I've been one that's defended it because I am a behind the, like, wait, these are role models. The kids watch this. And, like, the aspect of what we wanted out of the game was, like, the 40-yard run down the sidelines and the defender makes a tackle 40 yards down the field and he gets up and he stands over him. He's like, yeah, I tackled you. I know you almost got a touchdown, but I tackled you. Or, you know, the receiver who catches a 3-yard route and now the DB tackles, he stands over him and puts his man junk in his face. Like, look, I dominated you for 3 yards. Oh, my gosh. That's got to go. Like, that, I'm all for that. This is not what the rule's for. I mean, again, and, you know, like I said on PFT with Foria, how do you know he wasn't looking at his mom in the second row and just going, like, look at me, mom? I mean, to me, that was just, like, unnecessary, and that's where common sense has been lost by the referees in the NFL, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the NFL didn't take any action against Tony Corrente. And to me,
well, no, of
he
course
initiates
not.
It's almost like he was trying to draw a charge. Like, come on.
Right.
And then he throws
right.
the flag as soon as contact is made that he initiated.
Yes.
You can throw the flag for taunting. I had no problem with that. But you
right.
throw it a couple of seconds earlier when the taunting
100.
Actually happens. I had
yes.
a real problem with that. And you know what? He's not going to be disciplined by the NFL. They're going to be like, no,
oh, of course
let's
not.
Just move on. Get into the weekend. Everybody will forget about this. Hey.
Right. That's right. The NFL's never made a mistake ever in the history of their
wow.
lives. They've never made a mistake.
Wow.
I know.
They can still
yeah.
come after you. They can come after yeah. your benefits.
Yeah, you're right. They could.
Hey, great to talk to you as always, Chris. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. Hey, tell those idiots I said hi.
Hey, idiots. Chris says hi.
Hi. Yes.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Adam in Florida joins us. Hey, Adam, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, first time, long time, 5'11 and a soft 210. So, yeah, I've been hearing you talking about the Stones here the last couple of days, and I got a little bit of a dilemma. I have a ticket to go see them in Florida here at the end of the month, and needless to say, it was a pretty penny that I had to spend. However, I am also getting married in February. Now, I can flip that ticket and maybe put a nice little down payment on a florist, or I can go and see the Stones in what may be their last performance.
Have you seen them before?
I have not. I have not. It would be my first time, and I'm really excited, but do I be selfish and go see the Stones, or should I think about my fiance and maybe get a cake with that?
Yeah,
a little bit of a dilemma.
Yeah, but Adam, we know you're going to get married a couple of times, but this would be the only time that you could see the Rolling Stones, so I would opt for the Rolling Stones. Well, let me ask the guys on the other side, okay? Yes, Todd?
Is he so strapped for cash that he has to choose going to the concert versus making sure there's a cake and flowers at the wedding? I would still go to the concert.
Yeah, are you hard-pressed for cash, Adam?
At the moment, with everything we're putting into the wedding, yes.
Okay.
The expenses are piling up.
Are you bringing her to the Rolling Stones?
I am not. That is going to be me going solo to the Stones.
Wait, you're Han Solo for the Stones?
Han Solo for the Stones.
Oh, my God. See, if you bring her... I can't teach this new generation. I just don't have the time. Yes, McLovin, what?
I don't know. I saw the Stones' Wheels of Steel tour in 89. I'm like, this is a great last
shut
tour.
Up. Shut
Come
up.
On. I mean, do you really,
shut up.
Do you want to go see the Stones now? Do you?
Yes, I would go see the Stones again. Yes, Seton.
I can't think of a better way to start off your relationship than... instead of paying for something for the wedding, going to the Stones solo.
Yeah, you kind of have to send that message, though, Adam, early. You know that
I am joking, by the way.
Oh, you are?
I'm very much joking.
And I'm joking, too. Yes, Paul. Yeah.
See, I disagree. I think this is a great way to start a marriage. You're going to spend the next 40 years of your life doing things your wife doesn't want you to and apologizing for. Let's start now, and let's start big. That's marriage, buddy.
I would go. You know, Adam, if you go, let us know how the show was. If you don't go, let us know how that goes over with your fiance.
I will. I will call back. And
okay.
Before I go, just want to let you know, I didn't meet you guys when you came down to Miami pre-COVID for the Super Bowl, and you guys were great. You couldn't have been nicer. So it's nice to call in and finally be a part of the show.
Well, who was the nicest, though, Adam?
You all were nice, but Seton stuck out. Seton was very... Seton was very cool, and I mean, y'all were, but got a chance to take a picture with y'all and just, you know, shake your hand, and you couldn't have been nicer. And I actually did play trivia with Fritzy's son, and I did take him down, so I'm sorry, Fritzy, but it was a good time. So
right, well,
you know, again,
good
glad
luck
to be
with,
part of the show.
Good luck with your decision, Adam. That. Yes, Todd.
How much should where the seats are and how much you think you can get for them play into making that final decision?
Just go see the Stones. Just go. You know? Just go. I had a chance to go see Sinatra, and I didn't go. It was in St. Pete, Tampa, St. Pete. I didn't go. You know, he was singing while reading off a prompter. I just didn't want to see him like that, but then I didn't get to see him. And I guess I would rather see, but it's not like the Stones don't put on a great show. They still do. You know, they don't have Charlie Watts, but you know, Keith, just hearing Keith play guitar, Jagger's still Jagger, still running around. Stop me up! You know, doing the same thing. Run around, walk around like a chicken. Yeah, see.
And how much, we've said it on the show a million times, but how much do we regret not going to see Tom Petty when he just played right here in Connecticut?
Thank God I went and saw him.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, thank God I went and saw him. You know. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Rich Eisen wants to weigh in on what we're discussing right now.
Oh, okay. And, the popular Rich Eisen from the Rich Eisen Show that follows ours on Peacock. Hi, Rich.
DD, masterful questioning of this individual, but you did leave out a very crucial question that I think is very important. Does the fiancé know that he's making this decision? That's a question that's important because if he does turn down the tickets for the flowers, there are considerable points to be made here. It's kind of like, you know, when you're about to tip somebody at, like, the Starbucks, do you wait for them to watch you put the dollar in? You know what I mean? Like, do you want the points for the gesture? You know what I'm saying, Dan? Like, this is crucial.
Okay. So should he tell her that he is... Now, does he say, hey, I'm deciding between the two?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You're right. That's a tough one. I just wonder if she's just... You'd imagine they're about to get married. She must know everything about what's going on in his life, right? Like, he must have bought the ticket with her knowledge. You'd have to think. Because... I mean, now that he's let the cat out of the bag on the Dan Patrick Show, this could be particularly dicey.
Yeah, but as I told him, Rich, he's going to get married a few times, so you may only get to see the Stones.
You know? Which was my favorite comment. That one of you have time to teach the new generation. You don't have that time, Dan. You're right. Yeah. You're very generous with your time. So
thank you, Rich.
I just want to make that point.
All right. That's Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen Show. Probably be covering this story on his show. Yes, Tom?
Yeah, if you're going to make a decision like this, you've got to get some kind of brownie points or credit for it.
Say it and then you go to the Stones concert, then you're picking that over money that can be applied to the wedding.
Yeah, but if you say it in a situation like, I have this ticket and I want to discuss this with you.
No.
You can't have a conversation with her?
Because she's going to say, why'd you only buy one ticket? You know, why is this a question? Why shouldn't we be saving our money? No. Focus on the wedding. Like, what's more important to you, Adam? Yeah, Paulie.
I think you're absolutely right, because if you bring it up and say, you know what, honey, I was deciding between the Rolling Stones and it was a tough decision, you're losing points already. She thinks it's obvious you should have chose the flowers.
I would just say, look, I'm going to sell this ticket because I'd like to get another ticket and we could both go to the Stones concert, but... I mean, you got to fall on your sword here. You're already in no man's land. You have no friends. You're going by yourself to the Stones concert. I know Adam has no friends. I think we can all agree to that.
Which I got to say, sounds like Adam's never going to a concert again after he gets married.
Well, if he's going with his wife. Yeah, McClellan.
The wife asked for a ticket. Just say, you can't always get what you want.
Okay.
I had to Google famous Rolling Stones songs, full disclosure, right before to come up with that pun.
Wait, are you going to say the Stones are overrated?
The Stones are my band. I in the Stones Beatles fight, I'm all Stones.
Wait, you had to Google the Stones?
Well,
songs.
I was trying to come up with a good joke here, so I was like, "Hey, we could. What color should the wedding be? Paint it black." And I had a lot of lines.
When she throws him out of the house, and he says, Gimme Shelter?
Yeah, Gimme Shelter. Yeah, okay. I was trying. Time is on my side. I don't know.
When he's naked, running around the house, he's jumping Jack Flash.
Honey, wild horses couldn't drag me away from you.
Mm. Away from you.
He's going to be her beast of burden for sure.
Anything else?
Like a deep cut? Like a B-side?
Actually, he should be singing I Can't Get No Satisfaction because that's in his future.
That's what she'll be saying, yeah.
Wow.
So she's not going to start him up or anything.
Start
like that.
Me up!
There we go, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. You're in there. How about Todd weighing in on...
Oh, he's still reeling a little bit from what happened earlier.
I love that Seton stole your Adam Sandler impersonation right in front of you. It's like when somebody walks up to your date and goes, hi, you want to go?
And you're standing right there.
Yeah,
obviously, you're an item between you.
He's just stole your date.
A very cutthroat business this is.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He works for CBS. Westwood One. He had the Maction game last night between Toledo and Bowling Green. He's going to call the Ravens-Dolphins game tonight on Westwood One. And then he's got Bucknell and Army on Saturday. That's three games, 4 days. How does he do it? He's only one man. He's Ross Tucker, the self-professed meathead James Vanderbeek. Always great to see you, Ross. Thanks for joining us.
Dan, my pleasure. Always good to be on. I appreciate it. I'll tell you this much, Dan. I love going to games. When people ask me, my favorite thing in the media. The two things I say are calling games and filling in for you. And most of the time when people say that they know me, a lot of people reference your show. So I am very appreciative for all the opportunities you've given me over the years.
Thank you, buddy. McLovin has a question here or a statement, and then I'll let you factor in or weigh in on this. McLovin, go ahead.
Mike White is going to eventually be on the list of the greatest undrafted quarterbacks, along with Tony Romo, Dave Craig,
Warren Moon,
Kurt Warner. Someday,
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia. Or at least he has a chance to be one of those guys. Do you see it? I don't know if you ever called Western Kentucky, Ross, by any chance.
Yeah. Mike White is going to get the start again for the Jets. And McLovin thinks he could be one of the top five. Well, he's not going to supplant Warner or Moon. Those are Hall of Famers. Romo was on the outside of the Hall of Fame looking in. Jeff Garcia was pretty good. Dave Craig, these are all really good quarterbacks.
Yeah, I couldn't find a list of 6 to 10. I wish I could have. Oh, that would have helped.
That might have helped. Okay. But what are the Jets, like, are they, they're almost asking for trouble here. If Mike White plays well, like, do they get themselves in a situation where they realize maybe the best quarterback is not the guy they took number 2 overall?
Well, first of all, I thought McLovin was going to rub it in that Dartmouth beat Princeton last week, so I'm very thankful that that's not the question. I thought that was going to be the statement he was going to make.
So I'm glad
we're not getting into that.
Yes, McLovin.
I made a bet. I said, you have to come up to the man cave and eat tofu on Meat Friday, and he said he was so upset, he almost dropped off Twitter. Ross was like, that'd be the worst punishment known to man.
By the way, I did watch that game, and Princeton goes in, what, undefeated, and Dartmouth just handed them their lunch, by the way.
Yeah, I'm aware, Dan. Yeah, I watched the game as well. Yeah. You know, listen, if McLovin's alma mater wants to lower their academic standards and try to beat us, that's up to them. I'm just teasing, by the way, Dartmouth people. I'm just teasing. But yes, that was a brutal loss. And I said to him, Dan, I'd rather take a pie to the face than not be able to eat meat or take my patented road sausage away on a Meat Friday. I'd rather let you guys all pie me in the face.
I've heard about your road sausage, and I'm surprised you brought it up.
As for Mike White, I mean, he looked really good against the Bengals, clearly. Looked good on that one drive against the Colts. But I'm very curious to see how he does when there's a little bit more of a sample size. You know, the Bengals were very vanilla against him. I'm not exactly sure why.
Yeah.
And I got to say this, Dan. Nobody else has said this. I'm not questioning the young man's toughness. But we saw him throw a touchdown pass against the Colts and then not come back in the game.
He couldn't grip the ball.
That's what they say. And I don't know what the exact injury was. And look, it's a golden opportunity for him. But I don't know, man. I mean, I kind of feel like somehow, some way, you would still try to go out there. But we'll see. We'll see how he does this week against the Bills defense. It's playing very, very well. But I think we've seen this too many times with a guy that comes in. I mean, why isn't McLovin asking us about Cooper Rush? I mean, Cooper Rush came in against the Vikings in his first start and played very well, played better than Dak did the next week. So I don't know why we're not asking that. As for the Jets and having an issue, I think the issue, Dan, is really the way Robert Saleh is presenting it. You know, when you hear him, he's not saying Zach Wilson's my guy no matter what. He's kind of leaving the possibility out there that he keeps Mike White in the game.
By the way, Cam Newton might be returning to the Panthers today. Your thoughts on that move with Sam Darnold out with the broken bone in his shoulder?
Well, I think it makes sense. You know, they're still very much in the mix to get a playoff spot, which, by the way, Dan, we should talk about this at some point. That extra playoff spot in each conference, it's changed everything. I mean, if the Saints beat the Falcons like they should have, and there's only 2 playoff teams, 2 wild card teams, everybody else is at least 2 games back. And they might start, you know, the Niners might start to play Trey Lance, et cetera. But that extra spot, I mean, right now the Falcons have it at 4-4. That extra spot has all these teams that are 3-5, 3-6. Hey, we're still in it, which is exactly what the NFL wanted it has kept these teams in it, including the Carolina Panthers, who they don't know what they have in P.J. Walker. So let's see what P.J. does for a game, maybe two, but have Cam ready. Because I think they already know that Sam Darnold's not going to be the guy. I can't believe, Dan, that they picked up his option in the offseason. $19 million fully guaranteed for next year. Dan, it never made sense.
Odell Beckham has not decided on where he wants to go. And I'm wondering, can Aaron Rodgers say to the Green Bay Packers, I want him, go get him?
It worked for Randall Cobb. I mean, they had to trade for the guy. Yeah, it worked for him with Randall Cobb. The interesting thing about Odell Beckham Jr. is I just tweeted this at Ross Tucker NFL. Dan, the longer this goes on, the more obvious it is that he doesn't have the opportunities he thought he was going to have. You know, when you have free agency, okay, those highly sought after guys sign the first day or two. And by the way, if he doesn't sign before Saturday, he misses a whole paycheck. You know, you only get 18 of them now, 18 paychecks for your whole salary the whole year. You don't want to skip those. I still think he signed somewhere tomorrow or Saturday to not skip a week. I wouldn't want to miss a week. The only other thing that's going on here, because we're all talking about him, I mean, you're asking me about him, it's 2 days in a row now, 3 days in a row. Maybe his marketing people, maybe kind of like Russell Wilson in the offseason, have realized the value of the Dan Patrick Show and all of the shows talking about you nonstop.
Yeah.
Odell makes a lot of money off the field. They probably, hey, let it go for a couple of days. Let everybody keep talking about you for a couple of days. Just make sure your marketing dollars bigger.
Yeah, I just wonder that, is he worth all of this?
Like, no.
You don't want him on your team. If you're Green Bay, Kansas City, the Saints, you don't want him.
No, I don't think so. Look, for the minimum, I would give it a try. I wouldn't give him anything substantial financially. You know, I guess I believe in track records. His track record with two different organizations now is that he's injured a lot. He's not very productive. Doesn't like the quarterback. Wants out. Why is the third time going to be the charm? And what situation is he going to that's so much better than Cleveland?
You had a situation with the Patriots and the Panthers where Brian Burns got his ankle twisted by Mac Jones. Here is the Panthers defensive end talking about that situation with Mac Jones.
It would be nice to have an apology, Mac. It would be nice to have an apology, but I mean, it's not going to happen. And I mean, however the NFL handles it, it's on them. I would just like to play them again. And I wish all my fellow DN brothers happy hunting. And that's all.
Should Mac Jones apologize to Brian Burns for hurting his ankle?
Dan, things have changed a lot from when I played. I mean, first of all, I never heard a guy apologize. But even more than that, I never heard a guy ask for an apology. I mean, I got spit in my face twice, Dan, twice. And I never say anything about it after the game. I didn't ask for an apology. I didn't tell the media. I didn't ask for an apology.
Wait, was this on purpose? This was on purpose. Somebody spit in your face on purpose.
Yeah, twice. In 2004, Gerard Warren, when we played the Browns, and Langston Moore, when we played the Bengals. And Gerard Warren did that. And then after the first, that was the first play of the game. And then the next couple plays, they were pushing me after the play. So the next TV timeout, you know, TV timeouts, people don't realize, if you've never been to an NFL game, you're just standing out there on the field. Next TV timeout, I walked over to those guys very calmly. And I said, hey, guys, I'm tired of it. I'm going to break one of your bleeping legs on the next play. And I walked back to the huddle, came out for the next play, and Alvin McKinley was like, tuck, 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 we're good. It's over now. It's over. We're good. Because they knew I was serious. They knew I wasn't going to take it anymore. For Langston Moore, and we've joked about this now on social media, I was screaming. He did it as he was leaving the field. So I was screaming at Marvin Lewis, who I knew, to put him back in the game because I wanted to try to kill him. You know, we didn't. We don't ask for apologies. We demand forgiveness by taking. That's what's great about football. You can take it out on them. You can inflict pain and punishment on them.
Why would a guy spit in your face on the first play of the game?
Well, so for Gerard Warren, it's because we scrimmaged them that year. We had an inter-squad scrimmage during training camp, I think. I know that, and I think this is why. And I threw him down on the ground and then kind of speared him, and he didn't really like that. That's the same game, Dan, that we're beating them so bad, okay? We're up by like three touchdowns late in the game. I'm blocking Gerard. Instead of trying to make the tackle, he goes like this real quick and puts my arm in an arm bar. And he said, I'm going to break your mother effing arm. And I was like, Gerard, no, 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 please don't, Gerard, no. I thought he was serious. Like he had me like in one of those UFC, like,
yeah.
I'm going to break your arm things. I was like, please, no, Gerard, no. He didn't even try to make the tackle then. He just goes, I'm going to break your mother effing arm.
What the hell happened on Monday night with the taunting call with Tony Corrente?
I thought it was amazing. One of my favorite moments of the NFL season. I've never seen an official draw the foul. Like he's LeBron James trying to get the N1. I mean, that was amazing. And then my favorite, Dan, did you see him hold his hand in the air like me draining a three in high school basketball and just like hanging in the air after he threw the flag? Tony Corrente literally taunted Cassius Marsh while throwing a taunting penalty on him. I thought it was amazing. I will say this, and I might write about this in my next column. I am actually one of the only people that's supportive of the taunting rule. Now, I didn't think what Cassius Marsh did deserved to be flagged. But, Dan, you know I've got Go Big Recruiting, a high school athletic business. You should see, Dan, junior high football. You should see 7-on-7 football. These kids will catch a touchdown, in the end zone over a kid in 7-on-7, no helmets or anything, and they'll get right up in their face. And be like, and stare them down. That's another thing that's different from when I played. I would just punch the kid right in the face, no hesitation, just boom. Like, I don't, that is why what Tomlin said, that's why they're trying to get rid of it. Because the younger kids, they see that. They see them getting each other's face, and then that's what they do. They do it 7-on-7, junior. I've seen it Pop Warner. It's disgusting. It's disrespectful. And they mimic what they see the NFL guys do. It's unnecessary.
I didn't have a problem with, if taunting was called on the play, it was just late in the call and you waited until the player make contact with the player and then you pull the flag. That's the problem I had with this. You want to call taunting? Call taunting because the letter of the rule, it would constitute throwing the flag. You can't wait till you make contact with somebody and then you call the taunting penalty on somebody while you taunt the person you just called taunting on.
You know what, Dan? It reminded me of like an NBA ref sometimes or college basketball when they make it about them.
Yeah.
Like they think it's about them. It's not about you. I would say this year, let's say there's been 30 taunting flags, I'd say about 15, maybe 20 I agreed with. 5 to 10, I didn't. But now, Dan, it's the rule. It's like the COVID rules. Like, it's the rule. So anybody that gets it now, that's on you. It's clear what the rules are. It's clear what they're doing. So you can keep complaining about it, or you can just not do it so you don't hurt your team.
Have fun tonight. Safe travels, as always, and thanks for joining us, buddy.
Always. Thank you, Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.